Joining us now from out at Pebble Beach, the head golf professional, one of our good friends, Eric Lippert. Welcome back into the Golf Shop.
Hey, guys. Good to see you. But good to hear from you again, huh?
Yeah.
That time of year, right?
Yeah, it is. And we're not as good to see as we are to hear. So you consider yourself lucky.
How we said, I got a face for radio. So there you have it.
Yeah. It certainly influenced our career choice. Curious. This is one of those things, and you guys are used to hosting major events, even not televised events, but huge outings and things like that out at Pebble Beach. But this is more than a golf event and a PGA Tour event where you have 150 of the best players in the world show up and knock it around for 4 days. I mean, you guys also add this pro-am element of it. How does that change your preparation for a tournament than if you were just playing 144 players over the weekend? How does it change what you guys do in your approach?
You know, honestly, it's not too different, to be quite honest. Some of the things, though, that we do probably throughout the week change and that we get involved with. You know, we have a couple of shootouts throughout the week. There's the Chevron shootout, which pits some champions with some celebrities on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, we do a little whiskey run, which is the 3M Celebrity Challenge, which puts out there a bunch of celebrities. And then there's a Facebook hole-in-one challenge, which all are meant to help highlight the celebrities that we do have at the event and make some great Tuesday and Wednesday practice round viewing kind of add-ons for the event too. So to your point, there's more some add-ons through the week. But as far as other preparation, you know, there's still giant tents and plenty of places to eat, drink, and buy some shirts.
Yeah, I mean, and again, from a golf course perspective, it's interesting as well. There's three golf courses that get to be played on, and, you know, obviously – there are three pretty good golf courses. I haven't played the other two. I have played Pebble Beach way back in, I think, 2000. So it's been a while since I've been out there. But, you know, these are three very good and very scenic golf courses, aren't they?
Yeah, they're both beautiful, beautiful. You know, Pebble, since, you know, if you kind of go back to that time frame that you're talking, you know, we've made some little tweaks and adjustments as time has gone on. Obviously, with the open in 2010, you make a couple things. Do a couple things different. A couple of the green complexes have been changed around a little at Pebble Beach. We just finished actually at the, last year we finished hole number 13 and 14 was done the year before and 17 before that. So a lot of little just tweaks here and there. Monterey Peninsula has gone a couple of rehauls since 2000, but with Spyglass, other than some losing some trees in some windstorms throughout the years, has pretty much maintained itself, which is also a wonderful golf course.
Yeah, you know, and obviously this is the time of year when we're watching on TV that we get reintroduced to the terminology of marine layer and how that influences the weather. I mean, it's interesting. The one time that I actually got to play Pebble Beach, that marine layer was hanging around. But as soon as that layer kind of evaporated and got out of there, the wind started kicking up. So it's kind of like the pick your poison. You either get the marine layer or you get the wind, don't you?
Yeah, you can. We're looking at that, you know, some weather this week as far as what we're looking at, and it's about 70 degrees and clear and sunny. So, you know, this can be an absolutely beautiful time of the year here for us. Where we tend to get a lot more of that fog is when we get closer to like middle of the summer, when you get the valleys and the areas surrounding us get really warm, and that's when we really drag that marine layer in. But we, last year it rained so much, so this year we're looking forward to actually, seeing some beautiful, beautiful photos. It's gonna show so nicely the golf course is on TV this coming week with the weather the way it's scheduled to be.
Yeah, and so how does that, impact the setup of the golf course? I mean, you know, obviously rain or no rain impacts rough heights and things like that. So what kind of setup are we gonna see?
You know, the golf course is in absolutely phenomenal shape. So you're going to see a beautiful green golf course, but it's going to, it's going to be a little firmer than it has been years past as well, just because there hasn't been, you know, the copious amounts of rain that we've had the last couple of years. You know, we had more than our average of rainfall last year, about 165% of normal rainfall last year. So that certainly impacted conditions there, but you know the rough is still going to be decent. You know the players are going to have just perfect conditions to play in, but you know it's still Pebble Beach, is still a championship golf course, and Spyglass is no pushover either. So it's they're still going to be tested.
Yeah, and again, with the celebrities and all of the executives that are out there, this is an interesting week where the fans get to see both ends of the spectrum. They get to see the shots maybe that they'll never hit in their life, but at the same time, they get to see the shots that they hit every day.
As a golf, you're right. As a golf fan, you like you said, you kind of, if you're a real golf fan, you probably aren't at the level some of these shots that are going to be hit that you see. You know, meaning some of these guys, the executives, the nerves, what they're feeling. You know, I mean, you've seen balls that get topped, you've seen golf balls get sliced, and you know, this is one that you should probably bring a helmet to if you plan on standing around, just to make sure that nobody clips you.
Oh, man. Again, we're talking with Eric Lippert, the head golf professional out of Pebble Beach. Who in the world has a better job than you?
Maybe Santa Claus. Santa Claus has a pretty good gig. You know, once a year, he makes some toys, everybody loves him, and then it's done. So Santa Claus.
Yeah, you got to work a lot more than that, don't you?
I do. I'm actually, watching the sun come up this morning, you know, with the time difference. So it's a beautiful morning, I have to tell you. Probably no other better place to be right now. So
in terms of Pebble Beach, I mean, how can somebody get on Pebble Beach? I know that, you know, this is 18 years ago or coming up on 18 years ago when I played it.
Yeah.
I was on a family trip and, you know, I'm the only person that was playing golf. And I was going to San Francisco at that point. And I called the day before and said, "Hey, y'all have any openings for a single?" And it was like, "Yeah, we've got one opening at 7:20. I'll put you down." I'm like, "Perfect." How does it work? You know, at this point in time.
Yeah, not much has changed. Not much has changed at all. You know, if you want to come out and experience Pebble Beach, the best way to do it, and really have a say in your tee time, is to stay at the resort. We're in the second of 3-year phase of renovations to the resort, both sides, both Spyglass, the Inn at Spanish Bay and the lodge. So we added a new Fairway One complex. So, you know, the area, the whole resort itself is just gorgeous right now. It's beautiful. It's really ready to kind of come into its own again. The renovations were needed, but to your point, how you do it, you stay at the resort. You plan well in advance because tee times are very hard to come by Pebble Beach. Yeah, if you're not staying, it's only 24 hours ahead of time. And there's, you know, if I look at last year, I'd say that's going to be tough. That's a tough sell too, to go the 24 hour route.
All right, so we all know about kind of some of the famous holes. You got obviously the par 3 at 17 and the par 5 at 18 and. I personally think that when there's a little bit of wind up, that no matter how the wind's blowing, I mean, the stretch of 8, 9, and 10 as three par fours, three consecutive par fours, is as difficult a stretch of three par fours anywhere in the world. Obviously, if the wind's up, the little par three at 7, you know, can be either a wedge or maybe a 5 or a 6 iron. What for you is kind of the hidden gem hole at Pebble Beach that if we're watching, you know, the rounds and the celebrities and the pros play out there, what's the hole that you love to go watch?
You know, if you're looking for a view and still kind of a quiet hole that kind of just gets overlooked, even though it's just sheer beauty and it's a great par 3, is number 5. Number 5 is a wonderful hole, you know. You go across the bridge, and you've got you got a beautiful view of Stillwater, and you can see the whole cliff wall of 6 over there, and a peak of the tee box of 7. And it's, you know, it's 180 yard par 3 back there for the tournament players, you know, the tour players. It's a great addition. We added that back in '99, and I mean, it seems like it's always been there because it fits. Kind of the layout so well compared to the old fifth hole before that kind of went up into the hill. So 5 is a big one. You know, 14, you know, it's a long par 5. We renovated that green about a year and a half ago, and you know, it's just, that's such a that's one of the few holes that these guys can't get to in 2 quite as easily, right? So and we've seen in years past guys leading the tournament, a la Paul Guedes, making 7s and 8s on that hole because of how difficult it is around that green. So, you know, if you want to see a little collateral damage to a great player without there being U.S. Open rough, there you have it.
Yeah, that's kind of like the does the risk really come up with any reward? I mean, you go for that green and two, and you can walk away with six probably easier than you can walk away with four.
Yeah, you definitely accept a five there. Your goal is to have some sort of a reasonable putt for a four. That's and then you tap in your five and walk away and say, well, could have made it, but could have been worse. definitely the case.
So, you know, what's the, and I always ask this, you know, every golf course that you go to, people, you know, people play their home golf course every day. You know, you obviously play Pebble Beach a lot. What's that one shot or that one hole in the golf course that gives you the problem? And then what's that other hole that you is the one that you just go, okay, this is where I'm making birdie?
You know, that's a great question. Three, I always hit kind of a draw, so I always seem to set myself up pretty well off the third tee.
Mm-hmm.
It's that little, you know, a little par four kind of around the corner there. And you kind of can cheat those trees a little bit. And I always seem to have myself set up for a reasonable birdie putt there. You know, 18, and again, hitting a draw, that becomes a little bit more of a scary shot. It's really one of the few holes, I think it might be really the first hole on the golf course, that if you hit a draw and you pull it a little bit, you're actually in trouble off the tee, right? Because there's a big body of water there that tends to wash balls back to Maui, I think it is. So if you go a little left there, there's some problems. You know, and unless you're Hale Irwin hitting an orange golf ball that bounces off the rocks back into play, you know, you're pretty much out of luck. So I think 18, because you want to hit such a great tee shot and you want to be able to go for it in two, that becomes one that you just kind of get in your own head really quite a bit about.
Yeah, actually, the one time I played, the group in front of us was a little bit slow, and I actually, the wind was blowing from off the ocean, and I started it kind of out over the ocean and cut it back onto land, barely, and I waited so long out in the fairway that I literally just said, you know what, I hit a 6-iron and laid up, and as soon as I started walking back over to the cart, they get off the green. I'm like, hey, throw me another ball. So they threw me another ball, and I ripped a 3-wood, and I hit it out into the ocean. So when I was in Hawaii last year, I think I officially dropped the ball on the other side
of
the
hazard. Did you
find it? Yeah, I dropped the ball on the other side of the hazard and said, okay, I'm ready to hit. So
you ready to come back? Yeah, there you go.
So, yeah.
You can go on either side of the hazard, right?
That's
right.
You
can take either side. So.
Yeah, so, I've actually played it from both sides. So, anyway, but Eric, man, we always look forward to Pebble Beach and a great tournament out there. Jordan Spieth, defending champion. Has he got a chance to win it?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. You know, he obviously feels comfortable up on the course to win there. He won pretty handily last year, just in that he was in control. He just played some great golf. You know, he's going to be challenged. We do have Rory McIlroy this year, which is, he's kind of new to that. Jason Day's coming. He's playing good golf. It's a great field. I mean, the field is really, you know, filling up with some really nice players. You know, you got John Rahm also coming back, Patrick Reed. You know, Bubba Watson will be here, you know, so there's really some firepower. There's going to be some great players, but he definitely has a chance. You won here once, you know, guys that tend to win here, you see, they tend to win more and more. Marco Mira, Phil Mickelson's won here a few times. So yeah, guys that know how to win here, they keep going.
Well, good stuff. Well, Eric, have a great week out there, and we enjoy talking to you all the time. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.